the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis here on 720 WGN. Judy Pilak is here for Anna. Or are you here for Ro?
I am here for...
It's a tough call, isn't it?
You know what? It is kind of... Yeah. I can't decide.
We'll just interchange
I think everyone
it.
Should just be happy that I'm here.
Well, every day people count their blessings. In fact, I heard, Judy, that to offer thanks, many Catholic school kids are going to start going to school every day of the week just to say thanks for Judy Pilak.
Going to school every day of the week? You mean church?
Yeah, I didn't get that right, did I?
No.
It'd be good if they just went to school every day of the week, quite honestly. That's not a bad start.
Yeah, you know what?
Better
they
than I did.
They should be happy with that. What the heck?
They're here, aren't they?
Exactly.
Isn't it enough that I get them out of bed and here? I mean, that's the other thing for us. For
seriously,
Judy, 10 minutes earlier, our kids are lucky to get to school on time now. And that's just to get to homeroom. Now they're walking into mass late. That doesn't look good.
I mean, you have to change your whole routine. It's not fair.
Woe is me. John Kalman wrote in the Chicago Tribune today, Chicago's bloodshed has been well chronicled by journalists, musicians, and filmmakers aiming to understand its perpetrators and victims. Now this mission has shifted to a new medium. Small Northside Company is finishing a video game titled We Are Chicago, in which players assume the character of a teenage boy in an unnamed city neighborhood. They guide him through his final week of high school as gang tensions and street violence threaten to upend his life. Michael Block is one of the creators of the video game. He joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Did Mr. Kalman describe that pretty accurately in the Chicago Tribune?
Yeah, it was a great piece.
So tell us a little bit about We Are Chicago and this wave of what they're calling empathy games. It sounds like a wonderful idea. Instead of having kids shoot at things on video games, let's teach them about life and how to deal with each other. It also sounds like the type of thing that isn't going to sell a lot of video games. I hope I'm wrong about that.
Well, so it's a kind of a new section of video games that's been developing recently. So there's been a couple of games that have come out, but there isn't a whole lot of understanding of what these games really are at this point. And so the big thing that we're trying to get across is that this is, think of it as a good story, right? A very compelling narrative story that just happens to be based on true events. And that's the way that we've been pitching it to people because it's a really compelling and interesting story with really deep and complicated characters. And it also is based on true events. So you get the added benefit of kind of learning something in the process of reading the story. But think about it just like a good book or a good movie or anything to that effect. Yeah.
But, you know, like, and hi, Michael, this is Judy. Video games are so action packed. I mean, is there like, what's the action in these?
Yeah, well, we're kind of trying to shift that a little bit to really focus on the story, right? And there are very dramatic things that happen in the game, things like you getting mugged on the street or somebody confronting you at school with a gun and those sorts of things, which were pulled from interviews that we did at the beginning of the project. So they're all things that really happened to real people who grew up on the south side of Chicago. But at the same time, we're not kind of Hollywoodifying them, making them extreme versions of what they really are. We're presenting them realistically. So they're very dramatic events, and I think they're more dramatic because they're kind of juxtaposed against this more, everyday experience.
Right, realistic landscape.
Going to school and going to work.
But then do you make decisions? You're about to get beat up. Do you make decisions on how to stop that, on how you might change that event? How does that work?
Yeah, so the decision-making in the game is all done through conversation. So it's how you respond to people. So you can be, helpful to your friends, or you can decide, like, hey, they're going down a path that I don't like, so I'm just going to, you know, kind of get rid of them or ignore them or stop talking to them. And those sorts of things influence how they feel about you in the game and what plays out next. So the choices are more about kind of directing your character down the path that you want them to be and the person that you want them to be. But we specifically made it not possible for you to kind of choose the more violent options because all of the people that we interviewed had avoided those options in their own lives. So we didn't have any kind of source material to pull from for that. And we didn't think that that was something that we wanted players to experience in the game. We wanted them to kind of have the repercussions of their friends making bad choices, but not necessarily, you know, choose to go out and join a gang or you know, basically play GTA or something through our game. So,
it, you know, that's an interesting choice because I wonder if, you had decided to interview some people in jail or people who had gone down the wrong paths and then were paying the price, if that would have been something to have in the game where they can choose that path, but then the way the game is set up, it's not going to lead to a good end for them and have them really, you know, in all of these games, we get killed, we get back up, we get another life, whatever. That's not how real life works.
Right.
So I wonder, did you think at all, or would you think maybe for a future project to give them that option so that they could experience what really could happen?
Yeah, so the way that we kind of approach that is by having your friends make those bad choices. And one thing that kind of came up a lot in the interviews that we did was that even if you're trying to, you know, just choose the right things, trying to get to school, trying to get a job, all of those sorts of things, if you just make those choices, you can still get dragged into things because your friends are making bad decisions or because you're just in the wrong spot at the wrong time, right? And so a lot of the stuff that we're talking about in the game is kind of told through your friends making bad choices and then you having to determine how to, you know, keep your friends safe, keep your family safe, and try to get out of that situation.
When is the video game going to come out, and what platform, like, will I be able to buy this for our kids' PS4?
Yeah, so we're targeting PC first, so it's going to be out on PC, Mac, and Linux in February, early February, and we've been in talks with Sony and Microsoft about getting it on both Xbox and PlayStation, but we don't have release dates for that yet, so that'll be after February.
Is that something those companies, Microsoft and Nintendo, is that something they want to really help push, and Sony, do they want to try, you know, is that kind of a mandate from the companies to try to push, because we have so many violent games that parents are a little concerned about. Is there a push within the industry to have more of these types of games?
I'm not entirely sure about like the violent versus nonviolent, but they've definitely started a kind of initiative as of late about diversifying who's represented in games and who's represented on development teams. So our writer for the project and some of our artists from the project are from the south side of Chicago. They're African American, and so those are ways that we can kind of help bring people into the industry who may not be in the industry already, and kind of give them opportunities to you know, diversify the industry and diversify the creators, which makes the games more diverse and makes everything more representative and more accurate and all of that. So they've definitely been very supportive of those kinds of initiatives. I don't know if they've seen as much about like violence versus, you know, nonviolent games. I think they generally support those pretty evenly. It's just up to the creators to kind of make more nonviolent games, I think.
So who's your target audience here? I mean, is it everyone? Is it not necessarily people who even would ever experience that, but maybe need to know about that?
Yeah, that was kind of the original intent, was to make it for people who aren't from these neighborhoods, who don't have this as a direct life experience, to be able to play through that and kind of get a better understanding of what people are going through, and also to hopefully influence their, you know, political decisions and their thought process when they're, you know, talking in common conversation with other people. But we've also kind of been looking at ways that we can integrate this into a curriculum to be taught in schools. We're working with two nonprofit groups, All Stars Project of Chicago and Reclaim Our Kids. And Reclaim Our Kids specifically brought up to our attention that they work in schools and they work with kids who are at risk to joining gangs, and that providing an opportunity for them to kind of experience this in a virtual sense and not in the real world gives them the ability to kind of experiment and try out different choices and see what the repercussions of those are without the real consequences. And so they think that it might be a very beneficial tool to kind of, you know, help those kids figure out what they want to do with their lives and make better choices.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting to me, Michael, that kids who maybe will face this type of situation get to play this game. I imagine that's a little tougher in the neighborhoods we're talking about, where maybe they don't have as much money, don't have the access to video games and things like that. When you said the other audience would be people who are never going to experience but need to learn about what these people go through and what people living in the neighborhoods go through, I wonder if by experiencing it in a way where they never fight back and things can still turn out good for them is a little unrealistic. I mean, would somebody who lived in Inglewood, who maybe lives in this scenario, would they find this game realistic when they can't fight back, when they're making the right choices and only seeing their friends suffer the consequences?
Sure, yeah. And we've done playtesting with kids from the South Side and the West Side throughout the process. And they've consistently said, like, oh, this is really great. And, like, they recognize things that have happened to them or characters that feel similar to people that they know. So we've gotten pretty good feedback on that throughout the production. It's definitely a thing where, you know, there's lots and lots and lots of people on the South Side and on the West Side that are not choosing to you know, do violent crime and to be in a gang and all of those sorts of things. So people are able to survive. It's just one of those things where you're potentially going to be targeted because you have a friend or because you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. So it's not necessarily that you can't, you know, get by if you don't act in a certain way, if you don't act violently towards other people living on the South Side. It's more about that's the story that we wanted to tell, and not so much like this is the only narrative or anything to that effect.
The game is called We Are Chicago, should be available sometime this year via Steam, which is an online gaming platform. I have nephews who play on that all the time, virtual. They fly planes and things like that. Michael Block, is there a website people can go to find out more information right now?
Yeah, it's wearechicagogame.com, and the game is actually up for pre-order already on our website. So.
Wearechicagogame.com. Michael Block, thanks so much for jumping on the phone.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Have a
Michael.
Great day. It's good stuff he's doing. All right.
Yeah.